Donnie Avery has a shoulder contusion. He went through the walkthrough. We're going to see about practice today. And then, but he is feeling better compared to what he was during the game. Jamal still has blisters on his toes. They, you know, that's a tough thing to deal with. He went through the walkthrough. Probably going to sit him from practice until those things, we get him calmed down a little bit. Fasano will not practice, did not go through the walkthrough with a knee strain. Is making progress, but isn't there yet. So Travis Kelce is the one that Rick's going to talk to. Justin Houston, I mentioned before, and Justin is making progress. He won't practice today, but he kind of took a hit to the neck area in here, and we'll just see how he does here in the next day. But he feels great. I mean, he feels great right now. They're not any necessary symptoms. We're just making sure we take care of business. Rick's going to talk to you about Travis Kelce real quick here.
All right, thanks, Coach. With Travis, so, you know, Travis had an ongoing knee problem, and it goes all the way back to training camp. When we first did an MRI there, he had a bone bruise in his knee. And as every time we tried to progress him through the rehab or get him back out on the field, he had a setback. We did a few more MRIs, and it just kept showing the bone bruise, and every time he would feel pretty good, he'd have a little setback. And so at about 2 weeks ago, Dr. Chris Barnhouse had discussed with Travis that he may have something more going on in the joint that didn't show up on MRI. So we did a little bit more course of treatment, held him out of the ball games, tried to move him around in rehab. And basically in rehab, when he would do some of the rehab things and run, he was okay. Once he got down into his football stance, he struggled to come in and out of his stance. So, yesterday, Dr. Barnhouse finally did a arthroscopic surgery on his knee, and he did find that he had this spot in his cartilage, in his articular cartilage, so in his at the end of his femur bone, and it didn't show up on MRI, but when he went in on with the scope, he could see it, and that spot in his knee, which is in a non-weight-bearing area, and that's why he could run without pain but couldn't get in and out of his stance, that needed to have a microfracture procedure. So right now, he just came back to us today for rehab. We'll start the rehab. We'll let John Dorsey and Coach Reed decide what his future is with the team in terms of this year and practices and games. And we'll continue to rehab and try to get that knee quieted down. Is there any questions? I know that's a little complicated, and it's been going on since August 9th.
Is there a chance he could miss the rest of the season then?
Yeah, I think any time, you know, you have knee surgery, there's that chance. And we'll keep advising John and Coach on his progress and see what they want to do.
Rick, is there a chance this is career threatening to him?
You know, anytime you have injuries, you worry about that stuff, but I wouldn't classify it as that. I think this is things that this is an injury that people get better from. He's a young guy, he's got a good healthy knee, and you know, honestly, we've protected him, he's protected himself, so we didn't do any more damage to him, and that gives him the best chance to come back and have a great career.
All right. Kind of a rare.
No, it's not rare. The rarity in it is that we didn't see it on MRI, but that happens sometimes. You know, everybody in the world thinks that MRI is the telltale answer to everything, and it's not always. And that's why you have to go with your, you know, how he does in rehab and how he, you know, does he swell up? Does it go away? Can he do this? Can he do that? And then you use the expertise of your athletic trainers and your doctor to make a good decision. In this case, it took us, you know, some time to feel our way through it, but the right decision was to do a scope and find out what he's got. Now we got him fixed up, and we'll go forward with it.
Any other players come back from that?
Oh, yeah. There's players in the league that have this.
All right,
thank you.
Okay, listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Oakland Raiders. And our football team understands the rivalry and the significance of that. It's also very important that, with that said, that you make sure that you take care of the fundamentals and the game plan, learning the game plan. So the guys are going to do that. They're going to focus in today and make sure that we get that part accomplished. And then we'll play the game on Sunday, right? So the guys have done a nice job with that up to this point. So time's yours.
With injuries for a second, what is your determination on Kelce and whether he can play?
play anytime soon or this year?
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to give it a little time, and we've done it. We've done that to this point, and so there's nothing lost there. Just to give it some time, and then Doris and I'll continue to meet with Rick and the docs, and we'll just see. But I'm just glad. Listen, I'm glad for the kid that he was able to get fixed up, and he's going to have a nice long career. It's a shame that it happened, but the procedure, it happens. I've been there personally with knees. I've got the picture. I understand how it works, and so I'm just glad that he's okay and that he's going to have a nice recovery and be able to play the game in which he loves to play.
No plans at this point to put him on IR?
Well, we'll see. We'll just see. We'll see how it goes. We don't have to do anything right this minute. So,
as far as Justin Houston, you determined there's no concussion there?
Well, he's going through all that protocol, and so far he's been clear of any signs there of that. So that's a plus. But we're taking him through that whole protocol on that, and just making sure, the kid's doing a nice job, and we don't want to do anything to jeopardize him at all right now. So we're taking him through all of that, and we'll see how it all works out here.
Andy, the story of the last couple of days has been Tony Gonzalez. Do you guys have an interest in him?
Well, you can't even – that's not even – I mean, he's on another team, right? So there's not – that's not even a I don't even know where that came from, really. So it's got to end now because you can't – there's nothing there. Go ahead.
If Avery is out or limited, it means it's time for AJ to step up?
Yeah, AJ got some reps in the game. So, when Donnie wasn't able to go and did a nice job. So that would be the case. I think Donnie's going to be okay. But, that's what – you saw that in the game. So, nothing would change.
Is AJ's command of the playbook all there now? I mean, is he
he's doing a good job. Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's working on that every day. I mean, that's these guys that came in a little bit later in the picture here, that's not an easy thing for him. But he's a smart guy, and he's picking it up fairly well.
You talk about the rivalries. Why are rivalries important to you?
Well, you start it when you're in Little League. I mean, you have rivalries there, and then it goes into high school. You have rivalries, college. You have rivalries, and then there are a few of those in the National Football League that are pretty good. Well, this is one of those. I mean, this is it's an exciting sport, but it adds even a little bit more excitement, right? So, I mean, that's just how it goes. And normally these things take place with time. There's things that have gone on in the past and the history and all that go into it. But listen, the bottom line is you got to make sure that you prepare yourself as a football team. That's what you have to do. You got to kind of put that part aside for right now and get yourself right. Make sure you understand the game plan.
When you're stepping into one, do you go back and check out the history to make sure you're fully aware of it?
Well, I'm a bit of a history buff anyway. I mean, I enjoy that. So I know I got the picture. I mean, I've...
Do you do anything to fire these guys up differently this year?
I don't think you have to do a whole lot. I don't think you have to do that. You put on some black and silver and come out to practice. You see.
All right. Does the history of the fact that they've dominated the Chiefs at Arrowhead the last 6 years?
Yeah, listen, I
shock you, number one?
Yeah, I try not to look back on that. On that part of it, I don't go there. I'm trying to keep that on the last few years here. Just keep moving forward and do your thing and get yourself right to play, and then we go from there.
As the season goes on, would you like to have less wear and tear on Jamal? Is he getting too much work at this point?
Well, you've seen us ease in now. I mean, it's just he's a young kid, so we're giving him a little bit more and a little bit more, and that's, I think that's good. To say wear and tear, running backs, this is kind of their deal. I mean, I'm not sure you ever quite feel right after the first game. You're banged up a little bit.
Touches, hits. I mean, how do you monitor whether?
You just kind of go off of knowing the guy and making sure you keep in good communication there.
How much can he take? I mean, what he's not the biggest guy in the world.
Well, I think he's handling it pretty good. This is his feet. This is a different. It's not the joints or any of that. His feet are a mess. I mean, that's unusual. But his feet are a mess. He's got blisters. I mean, that's what he legitimately. It's not a joint thing right now. It's okay. The blisters calm down. So we're gonna get that taken care of.
Coach, when you look at the Raiders, what do you see from their defense on tape this year?
Well, I'll tell you, they're flying around. I think they have a really good football team, and you know, they've got a quarterback that is a tremendous player, and guys around him that are good football players. And then they've got a defense that flies around and is aggressive, and you know, their head coach is, you know, first of all, he's a good head coach. He was a great defensive coordinator before he was a head coach. So he knows what he's doing, as do the rest of their coaches. So they got a good solid staff there and good players. So they've got a good football team.
You mentioned the difficulty for some of these guys who join you late to get into things. How remarkable it is that you've had four or five of these guys who joined you 3 days before your first game have contributed to the way they...
Yeah, listen, it's a tribute to the kids for studying and paying attention, learning, and to the coaches for teaching. So it's... and then Doris for bringing these guys in, right, and his crew. So it's... you know, there are a lot of things that are involved in that, but I'm proud of the guys for executing the way they have. Go ahead.
It was almost the second draft for you. I mean, yeah. Really, your
that,
first... Your,
was
your
that a look-off? You just kind of looked off that? I got it. Yeah, it was good. We added some good... You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are the best. It was good. It was good to be able to bring those guys on board. Go ahead.
Couple actually, Coach. About tight end position, do you need another healthy tight end? I mean, since you're getting this word on Kelsey and Fasano still is not where he should be. I know you have Brock and you have McGrath, they're doing great, but you need another one.
I think we're okay. I think we're all right now. Kelsey hasn't been practicing anyway, so it we're just trying to get him healed. You know, see if it would heal up or if there'd be any changes, and there weren't. So really, I think we're fine. We got enough people for practice squad, and our practice squad fullback, he can go. He does tight end and fullback. So you know, we've got enough guys.
With Jamal and his sisters, is it a matter of changing his shoes? I mean, you know, we've all had blisters from shoes. I mean,
yeah. If your feet don't quite look like his feet, I mean, his feet are a little bit of a mess. So they've done the shoes and the socks and all that. He's got. His feet are a little bit messy, but that's all right. He'll get it all. He'll be okay.
What's Eric Fisher's situation right now?
Eric will be back, yeah.
He'll be back.
Yeah, he did the walkthrough. He'll practice today, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And noise, you're used to it being noisy at Arrowhead, but going for a record in noise this weekend, are you considering earplugs at all?
No, I'm not. No, earplugs. I got it. I'm with you. I got you. Randy? Laugh. Come on, doggone it. Help me. All right. We appreciate that support. I mean, number one, and it's loud. I mean, I don't know how much louder it can get than what it's been. It's incredible. So it's a great atmosphere for football.